Okay.
Dad.
I'm here.
I'm at the ticket office now, and your client code's not been accepted in the system. Apparently, no. You've been sanctioned with an indefinite ban from attending any games.
No, I haven't. Not me. How dare they?
That's what they're telling
I've
me.
Done nothing.
They've caught you on CCTV using foul language at football games. You've had an indefinite ban, and that the club is going to be in contact with you.
That's a load of nonsense.
What did you do?
I haven't a clue what they're on about. Not
well, you
that
must
clue.
Have done something, obviously, for you to get an indefinite ban.
I put them on.
Hello, sir.
What's this nonsense I'm hearing about me on an indefinite ban?
It's not nonsense, sir. I think you know yourself, unacceptable behaviour.
I'm a 63-year-old man.
Well, a 63-year-old man should know better, sir. You're behaving like an 18-year-old child. If you think it's nonsense, sir, then you've got nothing to worry about. But I think you know the truth yourself.
When was this alleged to have happened?
Over a period of time, sir. We've been monitoring you for quite some time. And anyway, I'll put your daughter back on.
Hello.
Kate, there is nothing I have done any time, anywhere in the 50-odd years that I've supported. Never.
The guy's just after telling me the language you use is a disgrace at the football.
Your Uncle Jake says more. This guy's next to me, say more.
Well, what are you going to do then?
An indefinite ban? I'll wait to see what they say, Kate, because that is an utter disgrace and utter nonsense. Unbelievable.
How am I going to get this ticket for Gavin now, Dad?
Well, he's obviously not going to give you it, Kate, because this thing he's saying about taking legal action. Yes, of course I'll take legal action, because this is defaming my name, my good name.
Well,
right? This is defaming me.
Well, why don't you just go on the phone and apologise so I can get the ticket for Gav?
You apologise for something that you have done.
Can you try so I can try and get... I was trying to arrange this surprise for Gavin.
Put it on loudspeaker so he can hear what I'm saying.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, we on loudspeaker?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You've laid a claim against me.
I've not laid a claim against you, sir. It's a fact. It's not a claim. This has happened for a number of seasons, sir. You're on our hit list.
Right. Oh, look, I'm not even going to talk to you anymore. As I say, I'll take legal action.
You'll not be taking any legal action, sir. Yes. If anything, we should be taking legal action against you. You're an absolute disgrace.
All right.
Your daughter's sitting here blushing, sir. I've told her some of the language, a list of the words that were used. Joe, is that you, sir?
Yes.
Section 1,
yes.
Right.
Excuse me, how do you know that I'm normally called Joe?
You've been argumentative already, sir. You've been nothing but trouble since I started talking to you.
Would you expect me not to be argumentative?
Well, I'd expect you to apologise for your foul language, sir.
That is not true, sir. And that's utter nonsense.
People around you, sir, have complained in the language that's been used.
That can't be the case, sir. It's
a young man that was there with his son claims to have heard you say the word blast.
Blast?
Blast, sir. Don't make me say it again.
Blast?
Blast.
Okay.
Do you admit to that, sir?
Blast.
Stop saying it. Oh, he's hung up. Sorry, sir, we got cut off there. You also said the word damn it when a penalty wasn't given. And you accused the ref of being dishonest.
Uh-huh.
I believe you also made a sarcastic whoa when the ball went out of play. That is unacceptable in the modern game, sir. Absolutely unacceptable.
Right, okay, you got me.
Okay, you're on Meet Your Dad, man, Joe.
You got me.
Sorry, Dad.
Damn it, blast it.
Damn, stop saying blast.
Whoa,
that's twice
whoa.
You've said it. Hey, thanks for being such a great sport. You were brilliant. Thanks, guys. Lovely speech to you both.
You too. Right, bye.